Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everybody. It's Miss Holly, and welcome to the Good Golly Miss Holly Show, where I'm all about being Southern sassy and psychic. And tonight we're going to take some calls and see if we can't help some people and do some little mini readings for anybody. So if you're wanting to call in and get a mini reading from me, the phone number is 516-387-1921. That number again is 516-387-1921. Okay, so if y'all will just give me a call and we will get started. I have 11 callers already waiting. Thanks so much for everybody's interest in the show. And also, don't forget to follow me on Blog Talk Radio. It's the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. Let's get started. So our first caller is, hello, 520, you're on the air with Miss Holly. How are you this evening?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. I'm lucky. I tried to get on your last, was your last week the first week, first time you ever show?
First time ever doing radio or anything like it show, yes.
Yeah, I tried to get on, and here I couldn't, but here I am, the first one!
Oh. Yay! I'm still working this whole thing out. I'm not too very technical, so everybody's just going to have to bear with me until I learn what I'm doing. But somebody thought that I would be good at this, so this is what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, what's your name, sweetheart?
Lisa.
Lisa, I'm Holly. Nice to meet you, sweetie. How can I help you today?
It is so nice. Do you see me moving within the next, before the end of the year?
My guides are telling me yes. Let me pull a card and just double check that.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Will I be happy? I mean, I'm in a very couple of decades old relationship, and you know, like any relationship, with girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever relationship, sometimes it has its ups and downs, and so I don't know. You know, it just keeps going back and forth right now in my house. We share a house. So how do you see that relationship right now, please?
Okay, so here's the thing. Your angels are telling me that you need to compromise and use some discernment. You have to realize, I know that we have... This is going to sound very cliche, but especially with what all is going on right now, okay? Everyone is scared out of their wits. And so the people are scared, and relationships are kind of falling apart because it's very, very difficult during this time period to keep a relationship going, even one that's decades old, because we are all facing things we never thought we would face. Okay? We're facing new situations. Yeah. And so be patient with your partner and be patient with yourself. Because y'all have a very, very deep soul connection. A very deep soul connection. Y'all have been through a lot together. I would suggest is, and what they're telling me, you pull the Ringmaster of Scrutiny and the Wise Woman of Wonderland. And the Wise Woman of Wonderland is one of my favorite cards. The deck that I'm using is called Wisdom of the Hidden Realms deck, and it's an oracle deck.
Yeah.
But the Ringmaster is discernment, clear vision, and details. And the Wise Woman of the Wonderland is integrity and compromise. And what I'm seeing is that a change of venue will refresh the relationship.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So a change of venue refresh that relationship. And I'm sorry that you're going through this. It's a tough time, but you love this guy.
Yeah, I do. God, I do.
I can hear you. I can hear it in your heart that you love him, and it's aggravating right now. And you know, things are getting on your nerves, and you know what? That's okay. But we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So hang on in there, and even if you'll go away, I know it's kind of difficult with the whole COVID thing right now, but even if you just go away for a weekend, I'm telling you, you need to get, they're telling me fresh air, need to put some fresh air on it. And so that tells me you need to get out and do something out of it that y'all usually don't know. I know everybody's cooped up in houses and things like that, but you know what my husband and I do? I've been married 35 years. We go on drive-through dates. We literally go on drive-through dates. I know it sounds stupid, but we do it several times a week. We don't get out of the car, but we talk with each other, and we go and look at beautiful surroundings because it's tough. It really, really is tough right now.
Yeah.
And one other thing I want you to do, I want you to get some salt. And y'all are going to hear me say this over and over and over again because this is my favorite thing that I'd like to do to help get rid of negative energy in the house and get the energy flowing again. Vacuum your house. Vacuum your house. And then the minute that you're finished, you take that bag or if you have a bagless one, you know, take it outside and dump it. And as you're vacuuming, visualize all the stale energy and all the negative energy and all the resentments and all the little things that are driving you crazy being sucked up in that vacuum cleaner. It will do wonders. Do wonders. Absolutely.
Okay.
And also get some either rose essential oil or mix it with some vanilla and lavender, and either diffuse it or use it somehow in the house. Rose helps relax the senses, and it takes the edge off things.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay? Did that help at all?
I like it.
Yep. Because y'all got a connection that's just too dark, that's too tight not to hang it out. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Because you've got a good one, and he lucked out with you.
Yes, he did.
So try the rose and vacuum that house.
Okay.
I vacuum my house at least once a day.
Okay.
Okay. And if you really, really want to get rid of the negative energy quickly, get some finely ground either kosher salt or Himalayan salt and sprinkle it on your carpet and then vacuum up that out. Because what that does is that pulls all the negative energy down very quickly, and it'll get it out like that.
Okay.
Easy peasy. Okay?
All righty.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Well, I'm in an industry that is an independent contractor. Do you see me pulling any money in the next couple of months?
Yeah, I do. I see you pulling it.
Good.
And, looks to come in October. start to pick up for you.
I'm sorry?
Look for that to pick up in October.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, money will start to pick up for you in October.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And in the meantime, put a bay leaf in your wallet. That'll make bring money
to
you. Oh,
I love
it.
Yeah.
It works.
I'll do that.
Okay, sweetie. Don't forget to follow me, and I appreciate you giving me a call today.
Okay, thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
954, you're on the air with Miss Holly.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, 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 good. I just wanted to know if you see a relationship for me this year or in the near future.
Okay.
And
what's your name, sweetie?
Sharon.
Sharon, okay. Nice to meet you, Sharon.
Okay. Nice to meet you, too.
I appreciate y'all coming on. As I was telling
thank you.
You're welcome. This is only my second time ever doing a radio show, so we're learning as we go here. So
absolutely. Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you. I'm having a good time with
nice.
It. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
Of course.
Okay. Let me see what else I've got for you. Okay. I pulled a couple of cards for you, but they're not relationship cards. Let me pull one
mm-hmm.
more. So they're not, I'm not pulling up a relationship card. So, okay, February, it's not going to be this year. It's going to be next year, February.
Okay.
That's the time of Valentine's
mm-hmm.
Day. But let me tell you what
okay.
I did.
Okay.
I pulled up the Wise Woman of Wonderland again. This card comes up sometimes never, and then it comes up pretty regularly. That means integrity and compromise. Then I pulled up the Queen of Light, which is illumination, enlightenment, and celebration. And then I pulled up the Shadow Queen, acquiring knowledge, insecurity, and manipulation. So here's what I'm seeing. Your guides are telling me that you're not mixing with people at all. And most of us aren't, but you really aren't. Are you?
Well, I mean, I'm working. I do work, but I don't have the job where I'm meeting, you know, a lot of people that
right.
are in my position or, yeah.
And you're also, you have deja vu sometimes.
Yeah.
More
yeah, and
something.
I think that's from remembering the life that I planned for myself. Yeah.
Your angels are telling me that you can do what I do. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, or
mm-hmm.
some form of it. Because
mm-hmm.
you have a big heart and you have a need to help people.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Yeah, you've got a need to help people. They're saying that in November, late October, November, you need to get out. You're going to be invited to some type of very, very small gathering. And you're not
mm-hmm.
going to go, and you're going to go. Because I'm telling you to. That's why. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. I will definitely go then. Why not?
There you go. But, yeah, you're definitely going to want to go to this event that's going to it's going to be sometime to work something. But it's not going to be a whole
mm-hmm.
lot of people. I'm thinking six or seven people there. But you will meet someone, a woman, who is going to introduce you to the person that you're going to date. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Well, hopefully we'll see, and I can, you know, of course, I will email you and let you know. This is going to be in late November or late October?
It's going to be, the invitation will come in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying
it's
going to be late October or early November.
Okay.
It's not like a great big Christmas party or anything like that. It's nothing that is going to break any of the social distancing things or anything like that. And it's not going to be easy. Because you're kind of reticent right now, as a lot of us are, to go out.
Right.
Because of, you know, this whole COVID mess. So this is going to be something that's small enough to be in your comfort zone, and you know most of the people that are involved with this. So it's not going to be a stressor for you.
Right. Okay. Right. Oh, okay. That sounds really, really interesting. Yeah.
Okay. So.
No.
And. You know, definitely go, because it will lead to other things.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Then I will. And it sounds really good. And I thank you so much. And good luck with your show. And you're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Let me know what happens. I'm really excited. I really want to know. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Will do. And you have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hello, 270. You're on the air with Miss Holly. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy. How can I help you today, sweetie?
I wanted to ask if you see my finances improving.
Okay. That's a very popular question these days. There are a lot of people that are just, pull the Phoenix card, resurrection, surrender to change. So I'm going to say yes. They are going to change, but you're going to have to change your situation a little bit. Okay. And that opportunity is going to come for you soon, probably the next 4 to 5 weeks. Okay, so be on the lookout for that. All right, but yeah, your finances are going to be a little better. Let me go ahead and pull another card for you. Okay. Yes. Because I know it's tough right now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Joy, I pulled the Diamond Dreamer for you. Material wealth and true prosperity.
Ooh.
So that's a definite yes. I hardly ever pull that card. So you got prepare for change and material wealth. So I'm looking at a new opportunity for you. Okay?
Great. Okay.
All right. Be open to it. It's not going to be completely in your comfort zone, but you can do it. Okay?
All right. Definitely.
And Joy, like I told the other, the first caller, put a bay leaf in your wallet, honey.
Okay.
That attracts money, and burn a green candle.
I definitely will. I look forward to any and all change.
There you go. Be open. It's a time for us. You know, this is a big change time for everybody, and we've just got to suck it up, buttercup, sometimes. You know, and that's all. So, but you can do it, okay? You can do it. But definitely don't forget about that green candle and put a bay leaf in your wallet. You can get the bay leaf at any grocery store, okay?
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you today, my sweet?
I was really looking for a change, especially with the finances, so that's a great thing.
New opportunity coming down your way. Amen to that.
Yes.
Joy, your guide is telling me I don't know if you, do you know what manifesting is?
Yes, I've been like studying that quite a bit.
Okay, so do you know what the first rule of manifesting is that nobody ever bothers to tell you about?
Believing that it's already yours.
Well,
visualizing.
That's good, but saying it out loud.
Okay.
Okay. Saying it out loud. So what do you want to manifest?
Money. Just, I would love money. I could just be financially stable and do what I want to instead of having to have a job.
Okay. So what would that look like for you?
For me,
mm-hmm.
I'm having buying my own house, property, retiring, maybe riding, traveling with my child,
okay.
Maybe having my own business.
Okay. So what would your own business look like? Think big, Joy.
I would like to vlog things.
Okay. Well, you're talking to the right person because I'm starting that myself. Okay, so this is a whole brand new journey for me as well. So I tell you what, Joy, you want to tell the universe right now what you want and to then bring it to you?
Okay, definitely.
Let's do it. Go right ahead.
I have literally seen one of my friends do this. I would love to be a millionaire. I'm a millionaire.
But we need to be specific. The universe is very, very specific. So be very specific about what you're looking for.
Definitely.
So you want to be a blogger that has lots of followers and an influencer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are you a praying person, Joy?
Yes, very much so. Okay.
So I tell you what, you want to pray together?
We can, yes.
Okay. All righty. I want you to put your hands out in front of you, okay? And I want you to visualize you holding my hands because I think that's the best way to pray.
Okay.
Okay? So we're holding hands and close our eyes, and I'm going to pray for us. Is that all right?
Yes.
Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing joy to my little radio show today, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to pray together. Lord, we see Joy starting a wonderful blog and teaching people and people liking it and it expanding for her to where she does YouTube and she makes money and eventually she doesn't have to work and she travels with her child. And she shows people how to live a wonderful, good life. And we ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. How does that feel?
It feels great. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Is there anything else I can do for you today, my dear?
DC love.
All righty, sugar. Well, you have a good one. Don't forget to follow me and give me a call and keep us up to date, okay?
I will, and thank you.
God bless you, sweetie. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Hello. 347, you're on with Miss Holly. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for giving me a call. Can I have your name, please?
Yeah, Maribel.
Oh, I love that name. I love that name. Oh, wow. Okay, Maribel, what can I do for you, my sweetie?
So I guess the question that I have in my mind right now is, like, one of my roommates is facing some financial struggles.
Mm-hmm.
And so she may, I don't know if she's decided on moving out, but I'm kind of worried because I feel like if she moves out, then trying to find another roommate who would be able to commits to paying like the rent that she pays mm-hmm. along with us is just going to be tough. I don't know if like we should plan for that or what the move is going to be with her.
Okay. Let me take a look and see what's going on. Okay. One second. Let me pull a couple of cards for you, Maribel. Right. So here's the thing with the roommate. Okay. Y'all need to plan for that. She doesn't want to leave. She really enjoys being with y'all. Or they really enjoy being with y'all. But it's no longer feasible for her. So, you know, you have a decision to make on that thing. One of the things that they're telling me is that there's also other considerations to have as far as this roommate, because you all do get along. And I realize that money is tight for everyone right now, but you might want to think of a more creative way, perhaps to help roommate if you're capable of doing so. Because finding someone else to fit that into your group is going to be difficult. Does that make sense?
So can you rephrase that?
Sure. Paying the rent is not that roommate's only value. Being at the house and being a part of the household is valuable as well. Is that making better sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, I get that part. I'm just saying, like, with regards to what we would have to do.
You might have to, the two of you may have to cover her rent for a couple of months instead of mm-hmm. her moving out. If that's a possible option.
Yeah, I don't think that is.
But that's something to think about. It's a temporary situation, so know that as well. By December, this should all clear up with her, okay? Just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's something to consider as well, okay. Because they're telling me that the relationship is worth more than the rent, if that makes sense.
So I guess, like, just helping her out for the meantime, I mean, would
yeah.
she still be willing to stay as opposed to, like, moving out? Because
yes.
she kind of made it seem like she would want to move out.
No. She would want to stay if she could help out, if you could help her out. Yeah.
Okay.
She doesn't want to move out. She's
okay.
a little embarrassed by the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not seeing a way out of it. She's feeling a little trapped as far as financially.
Yeah.
So suggesting that you help her may give her some options that she doesn't think that she has at the moment.
Okay. I see.
Yeah. So it's, you know, sometimes people will do things to save face and not be embarrassed. Because of a temporary situation.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes
okay
we have
her?
To, pardon me?
Will everything be okay with her because it was just like this misunderstanding at her job?
Yeah, everything is going to be okay with her. This is, again, like I told you, a temporary situation. Everything is going to be okay with her. But she's feeling kind of like a trapped animal, and she doesn't know what to do. And she doesn't want to ask for help.
Okay.
she doesn't feel like she has anywhere to turn.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
So this is a little more about than just about rent.
Mm-hmm.
Rent's very important, don't get me wrong. Okay. But mm-hmm. this is a little more than just about rent. She really needs a friend.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you are very capable of helping people out of situations because you see what you see past things that other people don't see. You're very good at that. Huh?
Yeah. I said that's true. It's just been a little tough, like with the whole times, I guess.
Yes. And yeah. And people, you know, people aren't seeing a clear path right now because of all the stuff that's going on. But let me just tell you that the clear path is there. Okay. All you need to do is sit and ask for it to be shown to you, and it will be.
Okay.
Okay.
That sounds great.
All righty. Is there anything else I can do for you today, Maribel?
Yeah, I guess with regards to business, my family, I think like with the whole thing in our area anyway, they're trying to close down small businesses. And so I think I'm just worried about like my own family's like small business, like how that will be impacted.
It's going to be tight, but look for things to turn around in the spring. They're not purposely targeting small businesses. It seems that way because of everything that's going on, and you have every right to think that way. I mean, you know, because it does feel like they're being targeted. Absolutely. But your family is very resilient, and the business is going to survive. It's going to be tight. I'm not going to lie to you and tell you it's not. Okay? But you'll survive. Mm-hmm. You'll survive.
Okay. So it's not like a situation of just like searching other outlets. Just persevering with what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Just persevere.
Okay.
Yeah. Because y'all got a good reputation and that is worth its weight in gold.
Gotcha.
Okay. You cannot ever replace in integrity
mm-hmm.
and perseverance.
Thank you.
Okay. And y'all got both.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweet pea. Everybody in your household, again, I'm going to tell this until the cows come home, stick a bay leaf in your wallet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It brings money.
Okay.
Okay? I
never
tried it,
so I will.
But it does work. It does work. Is there anything else I can do for you, Maribel?
I guess if you don't mind, like with regards to love, like I'm just not sure of any, like I feel like sometimes that, I don't know, if like my soulmate is like coming near, but then like because nothing manifests, I feel like maybe I'm just bugging out. I don't know.
Okay, so let me just tell you a little bit about me. I don't believe in soulmates. Okay?
Okay.
Because of the fact that we run into a bunch of souls through our existence. And, you know, we're not going to get along with everybody, but there are people that we're meant to meet in our lives, and that may not be the total soul or what we consider a soulmate. I do see somebody coming into your life. I don't see somebody coming into your life until the spring of next year. And this person is going to really appreciate you for who you are. And this person is very stable, which is going to be a good thing for you. Because you're Miss Fix-It, and you've had to fix people in previous relationships. Yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So this one you don't need to fix. Now, here's the thing, Maribel. You are going to think that you need to fix him. You do not. So Miss Holly's going to get on her soapbox now. If it ain't broke, Maribel, don't fix it, baby, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, yeah, just this person's going to be a little different. It's going to have a little different view of life, and it ain't a bad thing. All righty?
How will, I guess, I recognize him?
You'll know. Your heart will just about jump out of your chest. And you're going to say, oh, gosh, that darn Miss Holly. But it's going to be in the spring, so you've got a while. But don't try to fix him. Promise me you won't try to fix him.
I won't try to fix him.
Okay.
He's going to be A-okay.
Yes. It'll be good.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweet pea. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
8+6, you're on the air with Miss Holly. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing great. Can I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Rose Maria.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing great. Great show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. This is only the second time I've ever done this, so I'm getting phone numbers mixed up and all sorts of stuff, but we'll figure it out. Anyway. What can I do for you today, my darling?
Either finances or long-term committed relationship. That's coming in. Either one. I'm working on both.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about your long-term relationship, and you're going to get mad at me. You don't pick good people.
I do sometimes. Sometimes. I know what you mean.
Okay. The bad boy is the bad boy for a reason, okay?
Right.
Yes, but I'm telling you, let me tell you what I just pulled up for you. Okay, so I pulled up two cards for you. I pulled up the Sun Dancers, which is joyful activity, celebration of life, and abundance, which tells me somebody is coming into your life. Look for that to happen in November. And he's going to be the life of the party. Okay?
Okay.
Love to dance, that type of thing. Okay. Warning. He also likes to drink a lot. So be aware. Okay?
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah, I know who that is.
You know who that is. Okay.
If the SOB gets on the freaking phone when I call him.
So, if he can get a little out of hand when he gets inebriated. So.
Yeah, sometimes.
I'm not seeing that as, I'm seeing a lot of fun and celebration for the holidays, and then you need to tell him bye-bye. Okay.
Oh, him?
Yeah. Okay. Then, yeah. Let me see if I'm pulling somebody else up. Come on, give me a good card. Oh, okay. So, yeah. There is somebody else coming in. Now, this guy, you're not going to know what to do with. He is rather cold and detached, but that's only on the surface, okay? So do not be completely turned off from him right off the bat, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Very, very smart, very, very focused, very goal-oriented. A little on the spiritual side. This is also a bigger person works out very, very strong. And I highly suggest that you don't let your Arrow Master meet your Sun Dancer, because that would be really bad. Okay? Because he's not the type. You've got one that's a party boy, and then the other one is Mr. Serious. And Mr. Serious would not tolerate party boy. Okay? Are you there? Hello?
I'm here. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, yeah, that's what's going on there. As far as your finances go, I don't see a whole lot of change in that until after the first year as well. That's for a lot of people right now. Okay?
Okay. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. God bless. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
Be safe.
Thanks, you too. (laughs) 216, you're on the air with Miss Holly. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, hi there. My name is Sharon. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Perfect. I've been listening to your readings.
Okay.
Very nice.
Thank you. How can I help you this evening?
Well, I was wondering, I'm gonna be kind of different. If you can do this, give me kind of a general, if you see anything coming up for me for the rest of the year. Or do you want me to ask a specific question?
No, either
like just
one. What do you want? Can you
just
do general,
general anything that's going to pop up specific the next few months. How's that?
I do have a question for you. Why aren't you doing readings?
I've never thought about it. I like the job that I do. No, I know. You mean as a hobby? No, I've never really thought about it.
You're talented.
But I am very intuitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, my aunt was a really good reader. She's deceased now, but I just loved her.
So I'm not going to tell you it's an easy gig, because it's not. I love it. But you need to do something with your gift, even if it's not reading, because it's necessary for you. It's an outlet that you're not exploring, you're not using. Okay?
Okay, that's nice to know.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, yeah. Okay, I pulled the resting tree for you, which is patience and stillness. The phoenix, resurrection, surrender to change. Okay. And the hungry ghosts, obsessions, scarcity consciousness, and attachment. I don't really see that with you. Maybe somebody around you. And, oh, yeah, the chess queen. I totally see this with you, trust and strategizing. So you're a smart cookie, and you're good at what you do. This time period towards the end of the year, this is going to be a time to just kind of be, okay? It's a time of rest and patience and hearth and home and that type of thing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
But also, it's also telling me, just like we talked about a little bit earlier, this is a good time for you to strategize for next year, because you're wanting a change. You're just not knowing what that change is. You have an idea.
Well, yeah, I didn't want to interrupt you. I started a new job in January. I loved it. I love it. I just got some new responsibilities in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm working at home, which was it's a big adjustment. And we're supposed to be moving back to the office in January.
Okay.
And that's why I'm so impatient. I don't know if it's really going to happen. We keep going back and forth with it. But that's really probably the main impatience. I just, you know what I mean? To see what's going to happen with that. If you see me there next year, because if anything changes, that would be the change, because I really do enjoy my job.
But you don't like working from home.
I do, actually. I didn't think I would. I actually like it a lot.
Okay.
So I don't know where the change would be. And I do know that since I've been working at home, I've been fostering dogs, too, which I absolutely love. It's that helping nature I just like. So that's, really wonderful for me.
Everything that I'm getting from your angels and everything that these cards are saying, it's all about hearth and home. And
I know.
I don't want to be hunkering down because that's not the right word, but celebrating and being cozy and enjoying your time there.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. It's all about, and I usually don't get a reading like that. So, I mean, I haven't had a reading like that in probably, I don't know, 15 years. But it's all about, it's about enjoying your surroundings. It's about enjoying the downtime. It's about, it is all about listening to your inner self and cooking and working from home and reading a book and having a cup of tea. And just kind of going, because you don't do that very often. And
you make a lot of sense.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first year I have a lot of stability in my life this year, which I've wanted for so long. And you're absolutely right. That's why I'm like, oh my God, is a rug going to be pulled off in front of me again? You know, out from under me again?
No.
You're right.
To be honest with you, you know what I keep seeing is you in this beautiful, like, loungy type outfit, you know, like, and, you know, no shoes on, sitting in front of the fire with a dog and a book and a cup of tea curled up in a blanket, and you're as happy as a lark.
I know. I have been. I've been very, very relaxed all the past few months, I know. You definitely have a point.
Yeah, so that's what I'm seeing there. Yeah, enjoy it. You have earned it.
You got that right, boy. Oh my goodness. Plus, my dad passed away this year, so that was really hard. Beginning of the year, so yeah, I've just done a lot of reflecting. You know, mm-hmm. it's been a really good year for me so far.
You know what? I hate to admit this. It's been a good year for me, too. And it's because we've been able to discover ourselves.
That's the perfect word you just said.
And we've been able to discover ourselves. And I can tell you, 6 months ago, I couldn't do what I'm doing right now. So, you know, it's a terrible situation that we're in, but you've got to bloom where you're planted.
I know. That's a very good point.
Yeah. So drink a cup of tea and read a good book and let me know what you're reading because I'll probably want to get a copy.
That's fun. That's so funny. Yeah, I do read quite a bit, mostly health books.
Yeah, I'm as disciplined as you. I read fiction. So.
Oh, that's funny. Well, that was wonderful, and I didn't know about bay leaf, so that's something I learned this evening. I did not know that, to put that in your wallet. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I know about green, so that was interesting.
Old.
What's that?
That's an old, old one. That's hundreds of years old.
You know, there's, since I've been walking my dog a lot, there's a man that I met. His initials start with a W. He comes around me all the time. He's a few years older than me, and don't laugh, but I'm usually always gone out with guys that are younger, not more than 5 years. I just don't know what his intentions are. Is he just being nice? I can't figure him out.
He wants to be friends and possibly more, but he's very, very respectful, and he wants be respectful of your space and time. He doesn't want to think that he's keeping you out.
Yeah, I know, because I pushed him away the other day. I was trying to work with him, and I just didn't understand what his intentions are. Just let it go. That's all I can do.
Yeah.
Let it flow. Because I see him all the time. He's like almost my neighbor. I never noticed him before, but now since I'm working at home, I'm noticing more people. You know how that is.
Yeah, absolutely. But that's your decision to make. Realize that you are in control of that.
Yeah, I know. I totally believe that. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, thank you. I'll let you get to your next caller. That was wonderful. Thank you for the bay leaf tip.
Bay leaf.
We all can use more money. But thank you so much.
All right. Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening. Thank you.
You too, Chick. Nine one seven. You're on the air with Miss Holly. How are you this evening?
Hey, I am great. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from New York. And I was wondering if there was any messages to spirit about abundance that I'm working on bringing in. I've been trying to talk to my guides nightly, just to get some inspired action on which way to move.
Okay. So you're all about manifesting, Tim? Correct.
That is correct.
Okay. Have you told them the universe what you want out loud?
I haven't been doing it out loud. And also, I'm not exactly sure exactly what. And I know that's a problem because the universe is specific, but I have not been doing it out loud. I've been concentrating on the perks of the job without knowing exactly what it is.
Okay. Fruition, abundance, reaping what you sow. So I'm thinking, yeah.
Okay.
Never pull this card, Tim.
No.
I love it when spirit just comes in and goes, kapow. Okay. Gaia's garden, fruition, abundance, reaping what you sow. So, yeah, but you need to be very specific and you need to say it out loud.
Okay.
Trust me.
Out loud and specific. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the baby for the moment.
Okay. Now, if you want to do it with me right here, right now, we can do that because I've already done that with one person today.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm going to give it some thought and craft it out, listen to the rebroadcast, and make up my little mantra I can add into my little routine.
Yeah. Let me just give you a testimony about saying it out loud, okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
I have been doing psychic work and spiritual work for 30 years, all right? And, but I am not a techno person at all. Everybody that knows me will attest to that, all right? So about a month and a half ago, I told the universe that I wanted to have a bigger platform for my readings and helping people connect with the divine and manifest things. Okay. 2 days later, I get an email from the company that I work for doing readings. They've asked me to be an ambassador for their, like a kind of a go-between between the management and the readers. So I go to this meeting with four other people, and I meet this lovely man named Journey Ryan. And 2 days later, he asked me to be on his show on Facebook. And he has introduced me to radio and everything else in a month.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, it works.
Sounds great. I can't wait.
Okay. So put a bay leaf in your wallet, and I want you to burn an orange candle for abundance and a green candle for money and health, because that'll bring it
orange
quicker.
And green.
Yep.
Okay. So,
okay.
Thank you so very much. All right.
But it's coming your way quick.
Sounds good. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, sweetie. Five.
Hello.
You're on air with Miss Holly. How are you?
Hi, Miss Holly. My name is Tasha. I'm calling from California. I just want to see what you see coming my way.
Okay. Let's see. Yep. Let me turn the cards around the right way so I can see what I'm doing, sweet pea. Losing my mind today. Okay. Pick a number between 1 and 5.
3.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Let's see what we got going on here. Okay. The Rainbow Prince, which is compensation and perseverance. the Keeper of Scales, Fairness and Balance, and the Cosmos, Creativity and Vastness. All right, so are you looking to do a new business or a new opportunity?
Yeah.
Do it. Oh, so do it. Okay. This is screaming. Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to be successful. So just go for
okay.
it. That's what your guides are telling me. Okay?
Okay.
All righty. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
A relationship with my friend Sean. How do you see that going?
Slow, but it's going to go.
Okay.
Keep the faith.
Do you know when it started? Like what month would it start?
Okay, they're saying patience and stillness, which is telling me it's going to be either December or the beginning of next year.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. I've got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to take one more caller. 786, you're on the air with Miss Holly.
Hi. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Luz.
Oh, my pleasure. May I have your name, sweetheart?
Luz, L-U-Z.
Okay, Luz, what can I help you with today, sweetie?
Yes. Do you see anything regarding when I will be moving from the marital house? I'm waiting for my divorce to conclude.
That's not going to be until the spring of next year, sweetie.
Okay.
I don't even have to look at that. Your angels are saying it's going to be a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. And it just has to do with timing. Okay. But now it's going to be a good thing, and you're going to do just fine.
Now it's going to be what, I'm sorry?
It's going to be a good thing. Everything is going to work out just fine. Next year is going to be a good year for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, so we've got just about 2 minutes left, actually 1 minute and 48 seconds. So, again, I want to thank everybody for calling me this evening. I'm sorry I didn't get to everybody. The response has been amazing. And I can't thank everybody enough. So the takeaways of this evening, if you want to take away anything from this show, make sure that you say to the universe what you want. Be very specific. Nothing negative, and make sure you've got pure intention in your heart. It does work. We are going to talk about that on Tuesday. That's going to be the focus of the show, is manifestation and bringing good things into our lives, all right? I really appreciate it. I will be here Tuesday at 8 o'clock, and we will do it all again. And thank you all so much for being on my show. Please make sure to follow the show, so we can tell you when the next episode is going to be. And there is a link in the description if you want to book a private reading with me. I'd love to talk to y'all one-on-one and be able to get in more depth with any of y'all. Again, thank you all so much. I really, really appreciate it. And y'all have a great evening.